Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on. Racing.
At the second loss, under so by two lengths to Deffy DeSoy, who's now being shaken up by Barry Geraghty. Under so, can he hold the younger horse? Is under so and Deffy DeSoy, they race towards the final fence, together in the air. Under so, far side. Deffy DeSoy now hits the front, waiting patiently back in third, running on well up the hill. Deffy DeSoy, under so, is trying to fight back on the far side, waiting patiently, finishing well, but it's Deffy DeSoy who just wins the Tingle Creek. Under so carried out on his shield in second. What a run. And waiting patiently, finishing strongly in third.
Well, that was last Saturday's Tingle Creek, one of the most exciting races of the season, and ordinarily it would have been my highlight of the weekend. Only Barry Geraghty went and beat my favourite Under so. Barry, how are you and well done?
Good, Ruby. Thanks. Yeah, no, it's great. Delighted to beat your favourite.
I'm sure you are.
We're delighted you did as well.
Yeah, keep him quiet, I suppose.
Yeah, you keep doing that, Barry.
If you could give us lessons to keep him quiet.
Don't look here, all ears.
About 20 years I tried that and I couldn't manage it.
Barry, I was very impressed from Deffy DeSoy on Saturday. The way he travelled early in the race for you, the way he jumped, I thought 2 miles could be too sharp for him, but he fairly proved me wrong.
No, he was good. Yeah, he travelled really well, jumped well. He still has a bit to improve with his jump, and he was good early. He was very good at the first two down the back, got close to the ditch, got close to the water, but he was better over the railways for that experience, and good at the pond fence, and he was good at the last two, and he's got a good bit of pace, so he's comfortable at 2 miles.
And at Tingle Creek, I always loved riding in it. It's such a thrilling race. That back straight in Sandown, seven fences, helter skelter. There's no thrill quite like it.
No, if you're on the right horse, there's no better race. You know, the seven in a row, and they come at you fast. And if you have the right horse who's willing to take the chances that are needed, you know, there's nothing better.
You've ridden plenty of good 2 milers in your day, Moscow Flyer, Sprinter Sacre. Where would you be putting Deffy DeSoy with those horses?
He's heading that direction. He jumps well, his jumping will improve, he's got the pace. He's probably actually got more speed than Moscow Flyer had. Sprinter Sacre just a very high cruising speed, but he's got a great kick, so he has. So he's only six, and I think he's still learning as he races, jumping especially. It took him a few runs early on last year as a novice to get the hang of it. And he was running over 2.5 miles for that reason, because it just gave him more time to organise himself. But as he's getting sharper, I think coming back and trip is suiting him well.
Barry, which race at Cheltenham do you think would suit him best?
Well, the options would be, well, the obvious ones would be the Champion Chase at 2 mile, and after last Saturday, you'd have to say that that's the way you'd be looking at for now. The other option being the Ryanair, the 2.5. Having won at Cheltenham last year over 2.5, and even there was talk of a Gold Cup, which you couldn't rule out, but at the minute you'd have to say Champion Chase being favourite, Ryanair maybe second favourite.
Yeah, I actually thought watching him last year after following him in the JLT that he was more of a Gold Cup horse, but when I watched him at the weekend, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, well, he has a lot of speed, and you know, I think there's still improvement in him. He's only six, and he's really improved this season and last season, and obviously last year's form, where he was beaten Lost in Translation and got beaten by Lost in Translation, that's worked out well, and he looks like a major contender for both the King George and the Gold Cup.
Obviously next weekend, Barry, the show moves on. It's to Cheltenham for the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup. I imagine Breelon Das will reoppose Happy Diva again, even, will he?
Yeah, I'd imagine that's the plan. It looks a competitive race at a glance. He got a £5 penalty for finishing second, which, as you know, is never, you know, doesn't help a horse, and it you know, draws the rest of the field closer to you. But he ran well the last time. I think he enjoyed that trip, so he'd have a chance in an open race.
And in the other big race on Saturday, of course, is the International Hurdle. I mean, with your own horse Bouvard Air out now, Pentland Hills is going to run in that. It's a very open looking Champion Hurdle. Can you see the 4-year-olds stepping up?
They think a lot of them, so they do in Seven Barrows and Henderson's Yard. They think a lot of them, they thought a lot of them going to the Triumph Hurdle. Nico couldn't see him being beaten on the day, he told me. So he is a good horse. I know 4-year-olds don't have a brilliant record stepping into the Champion Hurdle until this season just gone by. he'd have to be a player in what is an open race. As you know, Classical Dream maybe didn't live up to expectations in the Morgiana, so it's thrown it all wide open now, especially with Bouvet Erbin on the sidelines.
It surely does. I was going to say to you, Champ last week in Newbury, it was a bit in and out, but he does look a really exciting novice.
Yeah, no, he took a good bit of work early on before he ran to get his technique good. He jumped well, he caught the heels of a loose horse at the third fence, and he came out of my hands. He came up a straight early, if you like, at the third last and landed on top, but that just stalled a bit of momentum. But he got running on well, and luckily I managed to go the right side of the water jump on the run to the line, which was a help. But it was a good performance. He'll be better stepping up and trip when he does step up and trip. He's definitely going the right direction.
I'd imagine he'd go to the Dipper probably on New Year's Day, which will temper your New Year's Eve. But have you any idea about Christmas and where you'd be going?
No idea at all where I'll be at Christmas. With Bouvet Airside, and that kind of puts a dampener on Kempton, so I don't know where I'll be. I'd imagine that the plan originally was for Champs to go for the Dipper in Cheltenham on New Year's Day, so unless there's an issue, I'm sure that's where he will be.
And by yourself, it must be great to be back again after the leg break. I'd say Ruby won't ask you about it anyway because he doesn't give anyone any sympathy.
He'd tell you put a band-aid on it.
Well, he told me to put a frame on it. So I had the frame for 13 weeks. In fairness to him, he rang Paul and my wife about a half an hour after the Grand National to see how we were getting on. And she said to him, well, they're talking about a frame or a plate. He said, get the frame. So in 13 weeks, I cursed that man for the external frame.
But you're not cursing me now.
I will say that I would thank him afterwards. It worked out better in the long run, but it was hell for 13 weeks.
Really? Why? What was it like?
Well, it probably wasn't bad in the early days because it gave reasonable support, if you like, but swelling was an issue early on. But when you got moving probably in the last 3 or 4 weeks and you're walking, the pin sites I had, I'd some up high on my shin, middle of my shin, and then there was a good few down around my ankles. So as I got moving, you get up in the morning, you'd feel great. By lunchtime, the pin sites would start tearing, and it was, I promise you, horrific.
Ruby's actually cringing here now.
Yeah, and it swelled worse in the last couple of weeks because of all of that. And I know I was never as happy to have something removed from me like that.
And Barry, have you noticed, like obviously you're 40 now, that the recovery process, you know, when you were a bit younger, I noticed it myself, injuries seemed to clear up so quickly, but just, age can sometimes slow things down.
There's no doubt. I have a now 4-year-old who broke his leg as a 2-year-old and he was running around in the car after 12 days.
There's a child now, not a horse.
Rain. So he proves that it does heal a bit quicker. But the physios and everyone, they were all happy with the time scale. 6 months was, I believe, a more realistic target than the 4 I gave it. So timing-wise, it was good anyway. Start of October, get going for the winter, and you know, you're back into full swing now. So like that, I'm running. I always ran plenty. I'm back running again, and it's not giving any issue.
And did you ever think you'd given it up?
Can't believe you asked that question.
What are you looking for, a scoop? Sorry,
no,
Boomery. She's media.
Just tell her to go away, Barry.
not on the horizon, Ray. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm Barry. She's in bad old
form. I
meant when
you were injured.
Stand up for yourself.
No. All I wanted was morphine when it happened. Once I got the morphine, I was fine.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling. I know it well. But you want to hear that Dunica was describing his injuries early to me about how he noticed age was catching up with him. He was talking about cuts healing on his knees. He considered them injuries.
Barry, I can't live with your injury rate. You know, that just what you think is normal is off the chart.
Well, sure, I don't know, sure. You can get good runs. I had a great run for years, and then in the last 5 years I broke both arms, both legs, shoulder blade. I did 7 ribs and punctured the lung, so I've had a bad run in the last 5 years, but I had a good run before that.
I never thought of giving it up.
No, wasn't really. Plan B isn't, I didn't really have a plan B, so I'm going to stick with plan A.
I agree with you. Yeah. Barry, thanks a million for taking the call.
Cheers, Barry.
Bye. See you later.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6.